So, welcome to the Small Device C compiler. Talks are short, so I'll try to fit in just the basic stuff. I'll start with a quick introduction on what the Small Device C compiler is. Then I talk about the architectures we target, and then just a little bit of what the future hopefully brings for the Small Device C compiler. Okay, so SDCC is, as the name says, a C compiler. It tries to support C standards, in particular ISO C 90, 99, 11, and 23. It's nearly always used as a freestanding implementation. The only exception I know of is that FuzzX, an operating system for some 8-bit systems, use it as a part of a hosted implementation. Now, those familiar with the C standard know that in a freestanding implementation, you are more restricted, in particular in features from the standard library set you can use, because, well, if on your device there's no file system, there's no point in using any standard library functions trying to open, read, or write files. There are some supporting tools apart from the compiler itself, in particular assemblers, a linker, and a simulator. The simulators are usually kind of cycle accurate. We mostly use them for our regression testing internally, but they are also usable by end users who want to run their programs on a simulator rather than on real hardware. It works on many host systems. Most popular would be Linux and Windows, but it works fine on FreeBSD and so on. We target various 8-bit architectures, probably more than any other compiler does, and we have some unusual optimizations that do make sense on these targets, where you really have very little memory and where both optimizing for code size and for memory use are very important and often more important than optimizing for speed. Our user base consists mostly of developers targeting embedded systems. I guess they make about 2/3 of SDCC users, and the rest are retro gaming and retro computing enthusiasts, because we also support various older 8-bit architectures. They're similar enough to modern 8-bit microcontrollers that it makes sense to have them all in the same compiler, and many high-level optimizations can be shared. And I believe that the user base in the end benefits of having both these groups represented, because sometimes one group or the other is more eager to try some new feature, which of course helps us finding all the bugs and corner cases and iron out everything, while then more conservative users that want to wait for longer then get in a more polished state. Our latest release was at the end of January, which is very recently. Typically we do one release per year. So the project is hosted at SourceForge. We have our issue trackers there. We have mailing lists for communication. We use a subversion repository. We use the wiki for some documentation outside the manual. And we have a compile farm for nightly regression testing, which means every night on many different host systems, both in terms of operating system and underlying architecture, the latest SDCC from Drunk is built and then runs all the regression tests, meaning compiling a lot of tests, running them on the simulators to see if the results are what they should be. There's something between 10 or 20,000 tests that are executed that way, and it also incorporates a large part of the GCC test suite. A quick comparison to more known compilers. We don't see ourselves as a competitor to GCC or LLVM, so the versus up there is just for a comparison. Now, we specialize in targets that are hard to support in GCC and LLVM. For GCC or LLVM, you typically want some RISC-like architecture, many registers, uniform instruction set. Then you can use